Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Back in the 1930s, before malls, shopping centers, and television, downtown Eureka was a busy place. Every week on Saturday night, the stores remained open until 9 p.m. There was a heavy concentration of stores of all types located on both sides of 5th Street between D and H Street and both sides of F Street between 4th and 6th. It was a time when the family could gather after dinner and do the weekly shopping. As you can imagine, motor traffic was heavy as well as pedestrian traffic. Drivers were coming and going, looking for parking places, as well as cruising the scene. Oh yes, we also had trolley cars in the mix, with 5th and E being a major transfer point. There was a steady stream of pedestrians walking more like strolling in all directions. They not only shopped, but took the time to visit with friends and neighbors they happened to meet during their sojourn. My parents and I would eat an early dinner and head for downtown. We would get an early start so Dad could find a good parking spot, usually on 5th Street between E and F. Dad had an artificial leg and it was hard for him to walk any distance, so once parked, we were in a position to watch all the people walking by and my parents could visit with those they knew. This became a weekly social event. Of course, we're talking about mild summer evenings. With the car windows rolled down, we were able to enjoy both the surrounding sights and sounds. About mid-evening, you would hear the strains of band music. Somewhere around 8 p.m., the Salvation Army Band would leave their headquarters, located at 5th and D Streets, for their march up 5th to the intersection of F Street, where they would provide a short concert, preach the Word of God, and then return, marching and playing, back to headquarters. They were a small group of musicians, but very dedicated, drawing the attention of many shoppers who would stop to listen. Later, during the 40s and 50s in particular, cruise nights were popular with the younger set, as they became better able to afford and maintain newer, flashier cars. The age-old routine of boys and girls meeting and dating had drastically changed, with cruising playing a large part in that change. As I reminisce, did cruise nights really start then? Not in my mind. I think they started back in the 30s when the streets and sidewalks of Eureka boomed with cars and people. It wasn't dedicated to only the youth having a good time. It was an opportunity for friendship and a social gathering for all ages, plus making shopping a fun family event rather than a chore. It could have been referred to as Family Cruise Night. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.